Hi, I am Henry Rayanga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. In Christian wedding ministry, vows are not filler words. They are not merely romantic phrases. They are covenant promises spoken before God, before the bride and groom, before witnesses, and before the gathered community. A wedding minister must understand this deeply. A wedding officiant may ask, "Do we have the vows ready?" But a wedding minister asks, "Do the bride and groom understand the sacred promises they are about to make?" Numbers 32 Webb says, "When a man vows a vow to Yahweh, or swears an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." That is serious language. A vow binds the person. In biblical thought, words matter because persons matter. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. Their words are not floating sounds. Their promises come from their whole lives, their bodies, histories, desires, families, habits, hopes, and faith. Ecclesiastes 5:4-5 WEB gives another warning. "When you vow a vow to God, don't defer to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay." That does not mean the wedding minister should frighten the couple. But it does mean the minister should help them slow down. Vows are not a performance. They are not poetry alone. They are promises of covenant faithfulness. This is especially important in an age where many people confuse feelings with vows. Feelings are real. Love includes affection. Romance is a blessing. But wedding vows are not simply saying, "I feel deeply for you today." Wedding vows say, "By God's help, I give myself faithfully to you for the life we are entering together." In Matthew 5:37 WEB, Jesus teaches, "But let your yes be yes and your no be no. Whatever is more than these is of the evil one." Wedding vows should have this clarity. The bride and groom should not hide behind vague language. They should not promise only as long as life feels easy. They should speak truthfully, reverently, and clearly. The wedding minister helps protect the vows from becoming shallow. This does not mean every ceremony must sound identical. A couple's story can be personal. Their vows may include tenderness and beauty, but Christian vows must preserve covenant substance, faithfulness, permanence, love, honor, and public promise before God. This also matters for organic male and organic female design. The groom does not vow domination. The bride does not vow self-erasure. Both come before Christ as image bearers. Both are called to covenant faithfulness. Both are called to love, honor, and serve under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:21 Webb says, "Subjecting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ." That verse frames the household teaching that follows. Christian marriage is not a theater of selfishness. It is a covenant of mutual responsibility before Christ. So, when you guide vows, do not rush. Explain them. Pray over them. Help the bride and groom hear the sacred weight of their words. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant, and the vows are one of the clearest places where the covenant becomes public, spoken, and sacred.